On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
It's a lifestyle. Good morning. How are you, Fabian?
I'm wonderful, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good, good, good. I'm in Auckland at the moment. How are things over there?
I'm in Hollywood, California. Very good. Another very hot day. I just finished 2 weeks of really intense TCA stuff. I think I mentioned this last week. This is the big TV event where they present all their new shows. I'm glad to be at.
They present it in a big pile, don't they, so that you have to watch or have to be across all of them, and they can get all their interviews out of the way and all that sort of stuff, and they can carry on with their lives.
It is kind of like that, yeah, and also reflective of how we're becoming more and more like this in New Zealand, but how in America, you know, all the new shows all sort of start within 2 weeks of each other on the networks here, so it's kind of crazy. There's, you know, nothing comes along, and then 16 new shows come along in one day, and so.
Must mean that you get like amazing shows, but there must be some brutal cuts as well.
With everyone
on the same starting line, you know.
Yeah, 80% of shows fail. It's rough. But I did a thing yesterday. I just wanted to briefly mention because it got me really excited. Did you enjoy that OJ series, the drama People versus OJ Simpson?
Yeah, I quite liked it. Some people were really into it. I wasn't so into it. I thought it was well done. I thought it was well done.
Okay, well, yeah, that's okay, fine. Good. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And the second season of American Crime Story is about the murder of Gianni Versace.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Which I'm sure you remember happening in 1996.
Yes, I do. I do.
6 weeks. 6 weeks before they took our Diana from us.
The People's Princess, that's right. Did I tell you last week I was on Hollywood Boulevard? I was on Hollywood Boulevard when I found out the news that Princess Diana had died.
Really? I was working at Video Easy Ponsonby.
Ah, look how things have changed now.
I spent the whole afternoon telling every single customer, because this was obviously before things went, you know, Twittery or whatever. Yeah. And it was really interesting. Only about half of them believed me.
Really?
And the other half thought I was yanking their chain. Right. It was quite an interesting day.
So,
but anyway, Gianni Versace, that was the end. And Ricky Martin plays his lover in it. And I got to talk to Ricky Martin. He was a lovely, lovely man.
As in Ricky Livin' La Vida Loca Martin.
Yes, she bangs. I don't think he was singing about a woman in that song, just between you and me.
Look, I Living La Vida Loca is my watch phrase, you know? I live my life by that phrase. Inside, outside, living La Vida Loca. So I go like inside the house, and then I go out in the deck and I go, outside, yeah? Back inside. Just love it, just live life, man. My indoor outdoor flow. Thanks, Ricky Martin. What's Ricky Martin got to do with TV?
Well, he's starring in this Gianni Versace series, which is the second season of American Crime Story.
Does he play the murderer?
People versus OJ. No, he plays Gianni Versace's long-term partner.
Oh, I see.
Edgar Ramirez plays Gianni Versace. Penelope Cruz plays Donatella Versace, which is pretty
it's a bit of a stretch.
Casting.
Yeah.
so to speak. And Darren Criss from Glee plays Anthony Cunanan, who was the murderer.
The spurned lover.
He wasn't. He was a stranger to Versace.
Okay. Yep.
He was a troubled young man. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because it seemed kind of Hollywoodish. That was on the Fox lot. And but movies coming out this week. Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Oh boy, did I want to like this.
No, but what did you think of it? Because I've seen this too, and
well, I'm very proud of my stance as someone who can enjoy a film just for its visuals. I'm very superficial. I'm very shallow. A film can be completely ridiculous, but if it's got nice visual gravy, I'm very happy. That should apply to this film, but somehow, despite the explosion of color and special effects and amazing set pieces, I found it a real chore.
Spoiled. Surely you're just spoiled.
Here. Nah, I'm the opposite of spoiled. I'm very, very optimistic when it comes to films. I will give any film credit for the most minor...
No, I agree, you do.
And I, like I said, I wanted to like this film. I love The Fifth Element. This is the same director, 20 years later, similar tone maybe. It's a crazy big space adventure based on a long-running series of French comic books. It has some of that John Carter problem where the original source material was so influential that the official adaptation of it can't help but seem a little after the fact, aesthetically speaking. But there's lots of imagination here. I actually thought the two lead cast members did okay, Dane DeHaan and Cara Delevingne. They've been catching a lot of the flack for why this film doesn't work. A huge amount of ambition here, but oh boy, it's just a mess. Aww. I never once felt it in my gut. I really wanted to feel it in my gut.
Are you a Fifth Element man? Did you like Fifth Element?
Yes,
I love
all the way.
I just love that movie. I love it.
And Fifth Element, in its own way, is kind of overreaching and a bit ridiculous and a bit crazy and maybe just all about its visuals. It just kind of came together, and Valerian doesn't in the same way. But hey,
do you think that 20 years down the track, Luc Besson's going, look what I did then, and I've got the wonderful world of special effects that's on hand now, and I suppose a bigger budget, I'd imagine, and the benefit of hindsight, bit of experience under my belt, I'm just going to bang out another awesome one on, and just didn't get it. Is that what you're saying? Just didn't get it.
Well, he's been waiting his whole life to make this film. What it speaks to more than anything, I think, is how there's no real formula for a good movie. On paper, this should rule. Everything about this speaks to me, conceptually speaking. I should be on board with this film. The reason I'm not, that intangible quality is why movies are kind of magical. When they work, they work.
You're right.
When they
You're
don't,
right.
they don't. And we still don't really exactly, technically, specifically, moment to moment, know exactly why.
So Valerian is a visual feast, at least.
It's a visual smorgasbord, yeah. And it's hard
visual
to get
buffet.
I didn't feast. But there's another film out this week that I wanted to mention called Annabelle Creation. Now I haven't actually seen this yet, but I'm super excited.
Is this a horror?
This is a prequel to Annabelle, which was a spin-off of The Conjuring, all about a creepy doll. I loved the first Annabelle. I liked it even more than The Conjuring. And this is a prequel that has a bunch of Australian actors in it. Anthony LaPaglia, Miranda Otto. I'm assuming they shot her in Australia, probably. Anyway, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm super excited because I love creepy dolls. And it's getting really, really good reviews. Not that means anything. What a critics know.
I'm not much of a fan of the horror movies, and they all seem like the same thing. They're sort of like death metal bands. It's just like
I hear what you're saying again and again.
And it says, when I see it, Annabelle Conjuring coming up, I just go, yippee. Doesn't mean anything.
Well, it's important to remember that these particular films, these James Wan produced Conjuring offshoot films, they kind of went a bit classic, and most of them are not set in the present, and there's a nice period quality to them. This is definitely the case with this film. I think it's set in the 50s, maybe. And it's there's a bit more care and attention put into these movies than your average slasher. I think horror is actually in a really interesting place now in a post-Get Out world. People are really getting excited about the sociological potential for horror films again. And I'm not saying that applies to Annabelle Creation, but a creepy doll.
It's a creepy doll. Yeah, I was going to say.
Further than a lot of things. And let's, to carry a death metal analogy, let's say that a creepy doll is a particularly grunty riff that even if you're sick of death metal, you can't help but shake your head to when it comes on.
Oh, nice. believe me, I can't. Believe you me. I mean, trust me, I don't. I mean, to be sore in hand of my heart. I love it. Yeah, like that. But
we've got one coming up later in the show.
I think that is the Annabelle is the film equivalent of that.
Death metal, neat. the thing is when you look at all the you're in Hollywood, man. You've got movies coming out the wazoo. You've got the TV functions. You're out there. Well, you find time to go and see this creepy doll. You know it's going to happen, don't you?
What is going to happen? Please tell me.
Well, okay, somewhere or another, a creepy doll will come into a couple's life.
In the movie.
And, yeah.
I thought you meant what's going to happen when I try to see this film or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No,
too.
I'm definitely going to go see this film. That's the best thing about living in America is that all the horror films, no matter how shitty, they all run in the cinemas for at least a week, and it's so much better seeing horror films. You know, 90% of these films go straight to on demand or video in New Zealand. And so Annabelle Creation, I think, is getting a release in New Zealand. In fact, it definitely is. That's why I'm talking about it. I will always find time to go to the movies. Don't you worry.
Says Fabian Fanboy live from Hollywood. Thank you very much, my friend. You have a wonderful week. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
After, if you remember the last Breakfast Club, we spoke to Fabian.